Welcome to Temenos Talks, a Cyber Spotlight podcast. I'm Mick Fennell, Payments Business Line Director at Temenos, and I'll be your host today. Joining me for this episode is Dawie Wang from Toons and fellow Temenosian Martin Bailey. Martin, can you please tell us about yourself?
Thanks, Mick. So Martin Bailey, Director of Innovation and Ecosystem here at Temenos. I've got a number of different items in my portfolio, but the two biggest ones are I run the Temenos Exchange, which is home to our complementary solution partners. And I also run the Innovation Hub, which is where we do proof of concepts into new products and new technologies. And those two often go hand in hand because we often do POCs on new exchange partners.
And I'll let Dawie introduce yourself. Dawie, if you'd like to say hello.
Yeah, thanks for having me here, Mick and Martin. My name is Dawie. I manage our global partnerships business at Tunes.
You guys look to provide the largest cross-border payment infrastructure to enable banks, regulated institutions to provide those services, elevate their capabilities. So where did Tunes come out of? How long have you guys been in the market? And, what are the particular services that you guys offer?
So Tunes have been around the market for 6-7 years now. And Tunes was born out of an idea that globally, there's a lot of inefficiencies in cross-border payments in terms of costs, in terms of the experience. And this is particularly true for certain type of payment flows. And then on top of that, you have a world with 7-8 billion people. And of that population, there's a significant portion of that which are unbanked or underbanked. Part of that population also have the preference to use alternative financial services infrastructure like digital wallets instead of traditional bank accounts. So China, Kenya, as some of the key examples where the likes of Alipay, WeChat Pay, M-Pesa are preferred to traditional bank accounts. So then in order to have something that's fit for purpose for institutions and financial institutions like banks to be able to truly connect the world, connect to individuals globally across the entire population, we figured you need something that's a bit different and a bit more to the traditional corresponding and SWIFT banking network, where historically it would just connect you to bank accounts and it's sufficient for high value payments. So Tunes very much recognize that as an opportunity. And on the back of that, over the last 6-7 years, we've gone across the world in 130 countries where we've connected to a lot of banks, a lot of mobile wallets. And then this infrastructure is what we take to banks and financial institutions to then allow them to run payments off our payment rails and truly be able to send payments to every corner of the world in a real-time fashion, in a more effective way, in a more economical way as well. So that's really the background of Tunes.
Yeah, so me being an old banker, as someone might say, who grew up in the correspondent banking world of connecting all these banks around the world through the SWIFT network. So they all send messages to each other, and then you've got to set up that network, you've got to create relationships, you've got to build accounts in all these different currencies around the world, manage those Nostro accounts, etc. So you guys come in and say, well, actually, we're going to take all that complexity out of the equation, and you can just use our rail. So that's the high level difference.
Yeah, indeed. That's partly. You nailed it. Indeed, this process of building this network, it's extremely complex and requires a lot of resources. And that's why you see only 2 or 3 global transaction banks have a relatively pan-global coverage when it comes to cross-border payments. The rest of the banks just don't have that resources to do it. So Tune's coming indeed to build this network. We made this our day-to-day problem. We've been thinking about this for the last six, seven years, day and night, to make sure we have this infrastructure. And then this infrastructure, then we can take it to multiple institutions and therefore lower the unit economics for those institutions who wish to make a payment. And so the payments cost and experience becomes much better. So that's the first part. And the second part, it's really more about also driving and growing that accessibility as well. So like I mentioned, that the traditional corresponding banking network is really only accessible for those who have bank accounts. Of course, that population is growing as well, but there's a large portion in the world to point to some figures. I think globally now there are 3.5 billion mobile wallets, which is pretty much half of the world, right? And that population also needs to be connected to the global financial ecosystem as well. And you can't do this with traditional corresponding banking network. And so Tune's made its mission to also connect to that 3.5 billion people and small businesses who are using those digital wallets, to make sure that they're connected to the financial world, that they're empowered, they have access to the means to grow their businesses, to be empowered as individuals. So that's also part of the Tune story as well.
Yeah. So I'm going to bring in Martin here and talk a little bit about, you know, what it is for Temenos, for us taking on and connecting and supporting integrations and servicing of the Tune's network. And then after that, I come back to you, Dawie, just talking a little bit more about the idea of, you know, where you guys fit in terms of the SWIFT network and other things about that fragmentation. So just from a practical point of view, Martin, when we come up with look to help to engage with a group like Tune's, what's the onboarding process that we go through?
Yeah, so we set up the exchange quite a while ago now, in recognition of the fact that, you know, Temenos is not going to invest in everything that a bank wants, but we do want to offer a complete solution. So when we get an RFP, we want to be able to tick every box and say, "Don't you worry, we've got an answer for your requirement." Yeah, we're always on the lookout for solutions out there that fit with that category. So that, you know, that are going to fill that white space that where we're not going to invest. And I think Tune's are a really good example of they're almost like a poster child for the exchange in terms of the sort of partner that we're looking for, because it's obviously not something that we're going to invest in. So when we identify someone like that, through our curation process, the first thing we do is obviously have an introduction call. We make sure we get a demo of their solution. We check with our product teams to make sure that whichever solution we're talking about is not competitive with anything we're doing or anything we plan to do. Once we've got all that out of the way, you know, we need to do some sanction screening to make sure that we can deal with them. And we then go on to get the agreement signed. And after the agreement, that kicks off a whole load of promotional activities, you know, joint press release, that kind of stuff.
Just on that, I think that's the first thing I think we're talking about. Because again, the big theme is this collaboration in a fragmented world. So we're talking about all these different services and partners. And so what we're doing at Temenos is we're doing upfront quite a lot of due diligence. As you said, that we're looking at these potential partners and things that would enhance our customers' business services. But the first thing we do is hey, does this pass our due diligence? You know, are we happy to partner with this company, and are we happy to introduce them into our client base? So I think that's the first thing. Collaboration on our part is about being curating this in the fact that we're doing due diligence up front to mitigate risks, in all honesty, for our customers. Yeah.
I think that's an important point, Mick. And part of our due diligence is basically making sure that we have an understanding of where each provider is in their journey. So understanding the maturity of their technology, their management structures, their ESG processes, all that kind of stuff, just to make sure that we understand the risk profile of the organization and, you know, we get the right partners with the right banks.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, okay, so that's the on the business side. So on the curation side, we look on doing that due diligence. And you'll be happy to know, Dowie, that Tunes passed with flying colors. There's a surprise. And then we go on to the whole technical side of, yeah, how do we get these products working together? How do we get these services? How best to connect? So what's the next step on that one, Mark?
Yeah, so one of the first things we do is we do an innovation hub proof of concept, and that's what we've just done that with Tunes. We find that's an important part of the puzzle because it does two things. Firstly, it kind of hammers out the integration architecture so that we can talk sensibly about how our products and services are going to work with Tunes. The second thing is that it gets us to the point where we've got a demo. So we've got something we can show where we can show Tunes in the context of Temenos products and services. And that's obviously quite powerful.
Yeah. And specifically around Tunes, Dowie and Martin, the point is that if someone wants to send a payment out of the Temenos platform, out of Transact, out of TPH, we take in an order within the bank or the institution, they're taking in an order and they can then decide, okay, let's go out to Tunes, let's get a quote for that. So if we need to send, you know, $500 or, you know, 1,000 ringgits or wherever we're going, it'll automatically engage with Tunes, get a quote for that, enable the bank to then, yeah, happy with that. And then to execute the order. And having all of those integrations already pre-built out of the box means that people can come to you guys and kind of switch on Tunes. I know that it's more complicated than that. but they know that that kind of underlying technology integration and service alignment is already there. Is that right, Martin?
Yeah, absolutely. Once we start to see traction in the market, which we're starting to see with Tunes, we then look to build out a full integration. And we've got a number of integration patterns that we've hammered out over the years that make sure we can do that in an industrial way, you know, a reasonably quick way and give our customers what they need to go into production.
Yeah.
Yeah. And indeed, I think our goal is to make our great solution as accessible in the easiest way possible for Temenos clients, right? And I think that whenever it comes to banking project, you guys will know this much better than I do. Everything just seems complicated. And so this collaboration with Temenos...
That's because it is, Dewey. If it was easy, everyone would do it, right? That is right. Let's be honest here. It is common. It sounds easy, these things, but they're never easy because, in all honesty, every bank is maybe on a different release level. They've got different modules that they're running. They've got a different environment. They'll have other third-party products. They may have different channels, etc. So every implementation is different. What we're trying to do is obviously build as much as possible out of the box. But, you know, experience tells us that every implementation at a customer is going to need some tweaking. Some adjustment to fit into their environment to make sure that what we've built as a standard integration can be applied to their operation. But nonetheless, having that standard integration exist is you know, you're already, you
yeah,
know,
exactly
4 out of 5 steps down the line that you're just looking at the final step. Yeah. And so do you, you know, as you're out there and you're trying to engage with all these different banks, having the relationship with someone like Temenos where you've done this already, how's that feel for you guys?
Yeah, indeed. Right. I think, first of all, to have a partner like Temenos with that level of credibility, market presence, and having Tunes as an approved and poster child partner, to quote Martin.
Yeah. I think he'll be putting that up on his own poster, Martin.
Exactly. With my face. But, Yeah, so to have that certainly is great to in terms of driving our visibility and market presence as well. And more practically for the clients, like you said, Mick, and every bank project is challenging, but to do the heavy lifting, to reduce that lead time, to reduce that project resources from a client perspective is a huge value add for those clients as well. So yeah. a wonderful collaboration.
Yeah, and listen, let's talk about the actual business of cross-border payments. You know, for you guys out there and trying to help people do it, do you see, are there any big kind of movements or shifts taking place that is driving appetite for what you're doing? Like, I mean, what are your progressive plans, etc.?
Yeah, sure. So the biggest trend we are still seeing is the emergence, well, I think emergence is probably not even the right word anymore. It's just the growing popularity of digital wallets. I think that I quoted the 3.5 billion number earlier. If you were to look a couple of years back, that number would have been 1.52 billion. So that the growth is really impressive from those wallets across the world, really. And because of that, more and more banks wanted to be able to have the ability to send funds into those wallets directly. And of course, this is a unique capability that it can't be going through the traditional banking rails. So that's the first major trend we see. The second trend is the world is still continuing to be increasingly integrated. So meaning there's increasingly institutions still want to tap into niche corners of the world or the hard to reach markets. And yeah. this part of the world is where typically the traditional banking networks have not managed to get into it. And this is where Tunes, again, is particularly strong in terms of getting into those hard-to-reach market and leveraging on the experience of building a global corresponding alternative corresponding network with banks and wallets. And this is where we can deliver a much faster time to market for those institutions as well.
What's the aim in terms of real-time payment rails? You know, with all these instant services appearing around in lots of domestic markets, how demanding are the customers for the, you know, the near real time, at least delivery of their payment into a foreign jurisdiction?
That's a great point. And indeed, I think globally, because of the domestic real time payments evolution, people, consumers, businesses get used to that payments behavior, if you like, right? And so increasingly we do see a lot of traction or a lot of demand for real-time payments on a cross-border basis as well. And typically for those financial institutions, it's their core competitive differentiator when it comes to their solution offering for their customers as well. So indeed, that's also a big part of our network play as well.
I think for our customers, you know, there's two sides to this. One is them wanting to be able to offer payments, you know, your services, better payment rails, coverage of different markets that maybe they don't have relationships with. These are very attractive things. Are Tunes continuing to expand out your network and partners?
Yeah, indeed. I think we've been in the market for 6-7 years, and we believe we've built a very, very great network already. But we're also conscious that in order to truly cover the entire globe across 200 different countries, with connect to all the banks' wallets globally and be able to support all payment use cases, there's still a lot of work to be done. And part of our strategy is definitely to continue to focus on that and build the biggest network that is in the market. And yeah, we certainly welcome more institutions who could also be our network partner to help us to achieve that mission and truly connect people and businesses globally.
Yeah, I know, because I think that could be of interest to obviously some of the banks out there, not only how they can utilize your network for the send process, but how they can maybe, you know, get on board on the receive and processing side of things. And then maybe the final question I would have, I've got two. One is, you know, we talked about SWIFT earlier, and this is in the run up to Sibos. You know, what's your maybe I shouldn't say your relationship with SWIFT, but How do you view SWIFT? Because a lot of people say, oh, SWIFT is a correspondent banking network, but it's really a messaging network used by correspondent banks, if we look at it in the correspondent banking world. So what's your guys' engagement with SWIFT and view of it?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I think that we get asked this question a lot as well. So glad you brought it up. So we view ourselves as hugely complementary to SWIFT and corresponding banking network. And yeah, you're right. SWIFT is just a messaging layer as well. So I typically like to view the construct of SWIFT and corresponding banking as a whole, because if you compare just SWIFT and Tunes, it's not quite the right comparison. But in terms of the construct of corresponding banking and SWIFT, so I think we're both very good in our own niches or the payment flows we support. So SWIFT for the high value payments, they're very, very reliable, very good at executing that. And then Tunes, like I mentioned, our key differentiator where we complement SWIFT and corresponding banking network in particular is when it's not going to the banking rail. So when it's going to the wallet rails, then that's not connected on SWIFT messaging. And also, again, the hard-to-reach markets where the corresponding banking network have not reached yet or have had less experience in operating those tough markets, where Tunes has had years and years of experiencing connecting to the banks, the wallets locally, and have been facilitating transactions for a number of years and for a lot of large institutions already.
Yeah, because that was going to be my final question, Dewi, about these mobile wallets and mobile wallet infrastructures, which you guys have great experience of in connecting to. So in the various countries that you're doing that in, is it different every time? Is there any standardization there that you guys are able to leverage? You know, what kind of how do you link into these mobile wallet networks?
Yeah, that's a great question as well. The short answer is no, there's no standardization. And this is
there's a surprise. Well, you know, that's why people need something like Tunes.
Exactly.
Because of that.
Exactly. So similar to the banking world, when you go to a different market, the standard will be different, and SWIFT has almost kind of fulfilled the standardization of the messaging role. And in terms of wallets, Tunes plays exactly that role where we're trying to create a standard and where we're making all the mobile wallets interoperable, and we're doing the heavy lifting, and then we take this layer of standardization, if you like, to the institution. So when they're thinking about connecting to wallet, they don't need to worry about the 200 wallets that Tunes is connected to globally and the different ways of integrating it, the different way of doing settlement, the different ways of managing the regulatory complexity. They just need to face Tunes and manage that level of complexity with Tunes as a standalone entity. And that level of complexity across multi-markets, that aggregation of local expertise, it is to a large extent the value that Tunes brings.
Yeah, I really get that, and I get that it's you guys are merging both the traditional account-to-account payments as well as the alternative payment channels. And I think that's one of the key differentiators, plus the coverage aspect into all these different markets. So listen, thank you very much, Dewi. I hope that was educational for those people who were listening into this. We will obviously provide contact details if people want to reach out to you, Dewi, or to Temenos for more information. But really, thank you very much for your time.
No, I just want to say thanks for having me. It's great to be spending time and share some insights and knowledge and talk about cross-border payments. And it's also it's been great to working with Temenos as well, as a great partner to co-delivery value for our combined clients in the market as well.
We'll be back next week to talk about the history of the buy-in standard and its alignment or lack thereof with ISO 20022 over the years. And who better to do that with than our very own John Schlesinger and James Buckley, with guest speaker Guy Rackman from Buy-In. These guys are absolutely at the heart of progressing the buy-in standards. You won't want to miss hearing what's happening, the latest alignment and working towards alignment with ISO 20022. So we look forward to you joining us for that. to find out more about Temenos, today's speakers, the subject matter, and also if you want to schedule a meeting with us at Cybos in Toronto, please check out the show notes below. It would be great to see you there, and I wish you all safe travels.